Now, the Times reports that the alleged suicide note was sealed by a federal judge as part of the cellmate's criminal case. My source on this tonight is on the byline of this story, the investigative reporter for the New York Times, Steve Eder. And thank you, sir, for being here, because I want to start with how this possible note was recovered. The cellmate apparently says he found the note in his cell tucked into a graphic novel. How did it end up locked away by a judge?
Yeah, it takes a circuitous path, I guess, to being locked away from a judge. But basically, the short of it is that the cellmate says that he discovered the note, you know, in the days after Epstein was found injured in his cell, right? And he turned it over to his lawyers. His lawyers, apparently, according to a document that we reviewed, tried to authenticate it, weren't able to right away. And then it ended up being moved over to his criminal case, not the Epstein case, but this other case that was playing out kind of parallel and ended up sort of sequestered from the Epstein proceedings in this whole other separate case for years now. And in that case, the judge put the letter, this purported, you know, note under seal.